Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on many men. Many men. Wish death upon me, yeah, I don't cry no more. I don't look to the sky no more, cause I got it on me. I got it on me. I got it on me. You could run up if you want. Mercy on me.
Oh, I actually never saw this.
Shorty, light skin, tight it, that's fat. I need your number and that's that. I need your number and that's that. Black hair, bob, nice teeth, smile. I like it, stop. I like it, shorty, light skin, tight it, that's fat. I need your number and that's that. I need your number and that's that. Black hair, bob, nice teeth, smile. I like it, stop. I like it.
Baby, we can take it all away. Fast whips, cash chips, ass crisp. Yeah, you know I got it. Bad bitch, mad thick, high fashion. I don't need a stylist. I'm him. Get you there, I can fly you in. Bad bitches, they be eyeing him. Heard I be with smoking this. Shake it. Talk that shit you was talking. Hit it from the back with an arching. Have her leaving with a limp when she walking. I don't care if she light skin or dark skin. Pussy watery, slippery, caution. Had to murder it, put it in the coffin. Chris, I love you, I hear that so often.
Shorty, light skin, tatted, that's fat. I need your number and that's that, I need your number and that's that.
Starting the pod up. First off, want to start off by RIP Pop Smoke. Yeah, man. RIP to the legend. RIP to everybody that we lost due to COVID. RIP to all the fallen soldiers. Y'all know who y'all are. Yeah. Just prayers up to everybody, for real, for real.
Honestly, prayers I want to second everybody. That. Prayers up to everybody.
So let's get this shit started, man. We back. Back and better. One shot in. Feeling smooth. Not too crazy. Not too wavy. Feeling very, 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 very good. So, where you want to start us off today, D? I know it's been crazy. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. No?
Yeah, I feel like we kind of started to find ourselves around 2 weeks ago. And not three now. Right. If you compare and are you talking about through this Gen Z?
No, I just meant since we've
or
talked.
Just in general?
I meant since we talked.
Word. Yeah, to be honest, every day comes with a lot. Niggas be going through a lot. Shit, shot. First thing first, I feel like it's crazy that we didn't take a shot to how you started the pod, so it's might as well get shot to it.
Oh man,
sure. Yeah, you know, to all our fallen soldiers, everybody, we doing it for.
Shit, about to fuck my stomach up.
I'm already knowing. We just are. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I had a nasty episode last night trying to drink too much. I was on a cleanse all week, right? Just fruit and vegetables. And shout out to Nene. Oh, Nene was she was blending it all up for us all week. But come Friday, I was gonna tell moms I was gonna catch up with her on all the shots in honor of celebrating the graduation coming up, right?
Shitting me.
I tried to take 5 shots, I kid you not, second shot body bagged me.
Yeah, you was low key up chucking, I'm not gonna hold you.
Nah, it was a nasty spit up session.
You and not yeah, you be literally looking like a toddler when you be doing
it. And it honestly is
you be like,
nah, it honestly nigga, is disgusting. And
put your fucking tongue back in your mouth, you nasty ass
first
nigga.
First things first.
Man, you a nasty first, nigga, boy. You a nasty
don't
nigga.
Don't ever
boy.
Talk to me like that, because first things first.
Don't ever have your tongue out around me. Ever.
First things first. Pause.
Ever.
Pause.
Nigga, I don't have to pause that. That's the truth. Don't ever have your tongue out around me.
When I'm going through what I'm going through.
I'm paying attention to you. Nigga, don't ever have your tongue around me.
I was going through an episode. Why is this now turned in about you?
I don't care what you're going through.
First, my tongue wasn't even out.
I don't care what you're going through. I'm letting you know. Don't ever have your tongue out. I don't give a fuck what you're going through. I don't care what
you're really a fuck yang.
Hey, man. You speaking facts.
Fuck yang.
Speaking big facts. But yeah, nah. So you were going into your week, though. That shit was smooth.
Yeah, this week was cool. Honestly, the biggest hurdle maybe would be just these classes. As I'm trying to finish up, I finally, the night, finally decided to, you know, start really, like, soaking it in, post some pictures, let them know, oh, graduation's around the corner. The time is now. I'm in the middle of this 3-hour class and the teacher's acting like a McBitch.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, my week has been solid.
Word. What you been doing? You been doing anything fun? Crazy?
Nah, just low key shit.
You been outside?
Only on the weekends.
Boy, I've been trying to be outside, but I'm not gonna cap.
On the weekends though, it's been kinda crazy how outside.
Yo, where's my phone at? Yo, it's right here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's been kinda crazy how outside niggas have been. What, the last 3 weekends?
Yeah, no cap.
Yeah, the last 3 weekends, it really went from zero to, oh, man.
We was out there lit in San Jose. Boy, I'm not going to hold y'all. Shout out to San Jose. Y'all,
did we do 2 weekends in San Jose? Or was
we
that
for sure did. We was doing tours like we was in the war. We was in Afghanistan, for real.
We for sure did two tours.
I for sure did two tours.
Back to back, 97, 96, 97. Whoa.
Shout out to the mariachi band. Y'all was real. Y'all let me get on stage and sing a few
songs.
Shout
out to the owner.
I appreciate
of the club. It was something.
Nah, fuck that nigga. With all due respect, that nigga was on some nut shit.
The owner of the Miami joint.
Fuck that nigga. Real rap. You hear me? Fuck that nigga. With all due respect though, because I don't fight and I don't shoot niggas, so I don't want you to get upset at me because I know you start losing money.
Yeah, I chopped it up with mans when you was in your bag.
I was in my bag with what?
With a shorty.
Oh, word. Don't just say I was in my bag. What you mean, bro? I wasn't doing nothing. I was chilling.
Nah.
Whole time.
If we going to get into it.
I didn't ask you to get into it.
Oh, word.
But you can
But if we going to get into it.
You can express yourself.
You was for showing your knee deep in your bag with this strong 59-year-old.
Yeah, no cap.
Yeah.
No cap.
I ain't mad at you, though. It's kind of like, hey, man, do you.
And they came and pulled a bar like, your mom's that age. Like, my mom older than that, so try again. And I'd be lying too. Like, I'd be lying too.
You talking about the shorties can't pull that bar?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a bar. I thought you were talking about somebody else saying that.
No, I'd be like, and I'd be lying too. I'd be like, I mean, like, you're not even the youngest out. You're not even the oldest out of the mess.
Oh, that's nasty. That's a good bar, though. That's a good bar. That's a good bar.
I'd be straight.
Nah, it'd be kind of crazy the bars the OG shorties be trying to come up with to make an excuse to not want to fuck with the young nigga, knowing. All around, they want to fuck with you.
Shorty be like, I'm 27. I'm like, what are you talking about? 27? 27.
27, we went to high school together. Now,
I'm like, yo, if you don't curb me, think of something better than that.
I will say.
Well, with all due respect, let me know. I guess you don't owe me anything, so. Actually, respectfully, women, it's okay. If that's the way you want to curb me like that. I don't want to come off disrespectful.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. It is crazy because now we're pretty much 24, but a few years ago. When
you
we was,
pretty much 24, nigga. Don't put that shit on me, nigga. I'm 2'3". I'm 2'3", like I'm Kobe.
My bad, it's a baby in the room. Yes, okay, myself. It's
a mouse in the house,
yeah,
right?
I'm damn near my mama mentality. Yeah, you can pour us up for another one, too.
Don't ever tell me to pour
well,
you
I say
up,
you
nigga.
Can.
No, you didn't. You no, told I me said, you go. You said you go
I,
pour
I
us
said,
up.
I said, first.
I promise you did. I promise you did.
We're recording.
I promise you did.
Are you lying to?
Bro, you said
I did
you
not
go,
tell you, you go pour us up.
Yes, you go. Because
first things first, me telling you that you go pour us up implies you getting up. And the bottle right here. Appreciate you, though.
You can keep talking. You see what I'm doing.
Nah, man. I know.
So, come on, man. You got to work on your potting skills,
I know,
man. What's up with you, man?
Honestly, you know, I'm trying to get the training wheels off, y'all. Just getting new to this game. I feel like we was in our bag, too, for a second.
You were just talking about...
OG shorties, huh?
Yeah, you was talking about... Yeah, I know that hits close to home with you and women who are older.
I knew you was going to say that, but I actually ready to debunk that theory, though.
That's cap, bro.
I'm ready to debunk that theory because while
you be
I
dealing
with
you be
shorties,
dealing with 30-plus. You was dealing with 30-plus at 18.
That's actually what I was going to get into.
He was dealing with like 35-year-olds
at 18.
Like your youngest, low key, if we really being honest, you was dealing with 35-year-olds around like 12, if we're going to be completely honest.
First things first, you can't be putting out that type of propaganda.
I can't?
You can't be putting out that type of propaganda.
Nah, that's facts, though. That's facts.
Because that's implying
that's
something.
Facts.
That's implying
that's
something.
Facts. What is that
but
implying
I
about you?
Well, you know what? It's kind of crazy that you want to imply something like that because I was going to try to debunk the theory.
I hear you.
I was going to wait. I was going to try to debunk the theory by letting it be known that I didn't choose the older shorties.
The older shorties
chose
me.
Chose
of
me.
Course. That's even worse. That's even worse. That's,
but it came, but it came to a point where the shorties our age, honestly, it was kind of like they wasn't fucking with me. But these old shorties over here talking about, oh, you fine. Oh, you look good. Oh, but come give me a kiss.
I think that's only because
shitting me?
At 18, you look like you were like 48. So that's why, yo, that's why they would look at you and be like, "Yo, old ass man, get the hell away from me."
Nah, I
but
didn't
the older
really,
shorties would be like, "Oh,
I didn't really start really looking
you 2 years older than me."
Yo, bitch, they
saying,
look at
bro.
Me and think I'm a baby. Don't do that.
You were the one who was just talking about how
I said they chose me because I'm sexy, not because I look old, nigga. There's a difference. I ain't sitting
so why do you think you look good to older women and not younger
dude,
women?
Dude, that's
let's start
the thing
doing
I don't
some
understand.
Math.
No,
yeah, I just told
I
you.
I mean, I may
you
equate
don't
to ugly.
You don't. No, you don't need to not do it. I just told you. It's because you were 18,
what
look
you
like you were 76.
That's the common denominator. Yeah, oh, word. So the girls our age.
Yeah.
I just look too old for them.
Literally.
They like, yo, dude, you look
you're,
like my dad.
You're old ass man now.
Literally, yo, wait a second.
Literally,
time
though.
Out, time out, time
you're
out.
You're not my
time
dad.
Time out. I'm time out. 18, 19,
you
19,
like
20.
You were
wait, time out. 19, 20-year-old me, I for sure was going bald.
You look
and
like
I
you held an AAAP card on you
dude,
at all times.
I,
you look
I
like
I can't deal with this
you
type of shit.
Would go to Denny's
okay.
every Sunday morning and get the senior citizen discount.
Really?
Every morning,
yeah.
You get the two
that sounds,
pancakes.
That sounds like
two pieces of bacon.
That sounds like
one egg.
That sounds like Butch Lee.
That's what you look like.
Niggas over here just throwing out shit just to say.
That's what you look
I'm
like, nigga.
Hot in this motherfucker.
Nigga, that's what you look like, bro.
Bullshit.
That's what
no,
you
I
look
didn't,
like.
But what I was gonna say.
How you gonna tell me, nigga?
Easily, because I was me.
Nah, bro.
I was me.
Nah, bro. You can't.
Maybe
wasn't
you looked
at
me, but maybe your perspective is fucked up.
Of course, perspective, right?
You knew it had
to come. Of course, perspective had ass.
Honestly, because I just think you're cockeyed. I think
oh,
that's an angle to
whoa.
It.
See? Okay, well.
Nigga, if you, anybody that ever talked to Carl, they know he going to answer the phone like this.
That's cap. I answer the phone like that with y'all niggas. I don't care about y'all niggas.
Where? Oh, with the shorties, you open up both eyes.
Literally.
I kid you not, Carl. Where's my phone? Let me see your phone. Let
no.
Me see your phone. Nigga, get a call for the folks that can see us. You literally, you be fine. I watched you do this last night. You'll be perfectly fine talking. You're looking. The moment the phone rings, you don't let you be lit. You instantly went. And then you get like. And then you start doing some extra shit like this. And I be trying to let Forrest Whitaker live. But
that's
I just
crazy.
Don't know,
that's
but
crazy.
I just don't honestly
so
know
good.
What this thing is going on.
Maybe that's the face that the women like. You ever think about that?
No. Honestly, I started off by letting you know I don't know what they like.
Well, if you don't know, then stop talking. Don't talk
well,
to don't talk to me
a,
about stuff you don't know about though. Don't talk to me about stuff you don't know. If that's what the situation is,
no, but
don't talk to me about this.
You ready for this third shot,
bro? I'm waiting on you. I might need a little bit more Fanta on no cap. You
oh,
got
there's
the
another
bottle.
Fanta next door.
Psh, you be folding, bro.
Dude,
you didn't bring
I didn't
anything.
Know, I didn't know your Greedisha ass was going
but what the
I
fuck did you bring?
You was gonna want a Fanta too.
He set up all this shit. Oh yeah, I'll bring everything. It's good. Good. They ain't bring shit over here.
It's crazy. Niggas be wanting everything.
I'll try to see what time it is. I can't even read time. I'm not going to hold you. You can read time?
Yeah, I can read time. But most of the times, I be wearing a nicer looking watch. Lately, that's a secret.
No
shit don't even work.
A swag, though.
But the thing is, in modern time, what's the point? I got so many different clocks around me. It's not hard to catch the time.
Look at my wrist in a sick type situation.
You
feel I feel
me?
You,
just, I just wanted there just to let the diamonds dance.
You be having diamonds in your shit?
Nah, but I can't wait for the VVs. Oh, jeez. This one, it's going to be nasty if I start giving it up.
Hey, yo, is you good, my nigga?
I couldn't even speak that type of shit into existence.
But nah, I feel like we're going to have to really get into the nitty gritty. The shit that's going on right now. It's crazy out here. First thing I want to do is shout out prayers. Should have started the pod with it. Shout out prayers to India. I know it's crazy over there right now. I know y'all dealing with the Rona. People are dying. I'm so sorry. Everybody's going through it. And I just been praying for y'all. Love, peace, and prosperity. And I feel like the thing I can do the most is at least speak on it and share it with people, because I may not know how to do it, but I know that if I have a voice and other people may know what to do, hopefully maybe we can collab and do something helpful to the to help people out there. But yeah, no, prayers up to India for real, for real. And I hope if you guys haven't heard what's going on there, so many people are dying in India from COVID that it's a situation where they have like so many bodies and not enough people to take care of the people who are dying. Like that, like
you saying they got so many, like,
so many dead bodies, people? So oh, many word. Dead bodies. Yeah, they're like having like loads of what do you call it when somebody dies? Where you put them in?
The casket.
Yeah, basically, but like not the casket, but like the ground, like yeah, burying, like they're burying like loads of people body together.
On top of
yeah,
each other.
Because there's so many people dying.
Dang, prayers out to them, man.
Yeah, man.
It's honestly a crazy world we live in.
We got any more sad news to get to? Just get out the way.
I mean, there's probably a lot of sad news we can yeah. talk about. There's a lot of shit going on, and I was actually about to say, you know, I think it's dope how you just got to it like that and wanted to utilize your platform.
For sure.
I've noticed. What are your thoughts on the latest trend of folks being about sharing with their platform?
About sharing?
Yeah.
What do you mean by
things that? Things that are, I guess, either important to them specifically or, I guess, overall worldly things that should matter.
Like what are my thoughts on that? Like
just sharing more so.
What are my thoughts on people sharing?
Yeah. Well, obviously you just shared. I guess I don't necessarily know how I meant to ask the question.
Just talk it out.
Well, I guess I was saying, what are your thoughts on...
other people sharing information?
No. I guess I just more so was asking, how do you feel about the new wave? Because this isn't something that has always necessarily occurred on the level it occurs now. So I guess maybe that's maybe well, I was asking.
You mean the information hasn't been so available. I think it's always been done. But the information is easily like ready available to you.
Well, I meant it more so with specific people getting specific on their specific platforms as a new.
Can you give me like a like an example maybe?
Well, you got this new platform and you in this moment took the responsibility. Like we don't right now. We're this damn near an improv show, right? Mm-hmm. So in this moment, some stuff perked your heart and you felt like sharing it on this new platform you had.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, like, I guess maybe your thoughts on how important it is to do it, maybe more so, or how do you feel that people now take the initiative to do it? Okay. I guess maybe.
How do I feel that people? I think that people have always taken the initiative to do it. Like I was saying, shit just wasn't really ready available or ready like for people to hear or it's gonna sound sad, but I don't think some stuff people just didn't care about for real.
Okay.
I think there's some stuff that like we kind of live in a society where it's like the stuff that's popular, like if it's too popular yeah then everybody's gonna talk about it.
But like, if you put it in that perspective,
like if it's cool to say Black Lives Matter, is it cool
but
to
that's
say
what
stop
I was
Asian
just about to say country. Since you put it in that perspective, do you think the average person that, or not the average person, but do you think every person that's quick to share cares then?
Do I think that every person that's quick to share cares? No.
Okay.
Not at all. I don't think that every person, and I think there are levels to how much people care.
Okay, so you think it's that fair weather care, like.
Not even that. I think there's like levels, like it's
okay,
a spectrum.
Okay, just natural levels.
Yeah, like it's a spectrum where
like
you can be
you
at
know,
the.
No, I care. Okay, you know what? That's a hell of a point because I agree to that because I think you're right. Like as a Black person that lives through certain things, there's a certain level of care that I feel like automatically comes in a situation like that, right? Versus in a different situation where
all life is a spectrum if we really get into the nitty gritty of it. That's all life is, bro. All life is a spectrum.
Honestly, I feel like you're either niggas be trying to play me. That's just a synonym for perspective, then.
No, perspective
well,
is different.
There's a scale to it, right?
Yeah, perspective.
Anybody could be on one end, but the scale, when you break it down to it, is from your point of view, right?
No, I'm saying.
I was about to cook.
Yeah. Nah, I'm saying that all life is a spectrum of. Okay. You're either all the way on one side. You're either all the way on side A, you're either all the way on side B, or you're somewhere in the middle.
It's crazy you say all that because I'm actually trying to work on moderation. I'm a real extremist person. So, like,
I feel you. That's like, very important.
Growing up, I felt like I had anger issues and I would just go snap and boom, right? As I've tried to work on those issues, right? Now I've realized, oh, I may be too calm and cool. You know what I mean? Like, I may be way too I've noticed I've become too passive at times.
Okay.
And then I look up and I'm like, yo, I should have smacked the shit out of you. But being that I know I can't smack the shit out of you, my mechanism that I've worked on in my personal self-development journey has led me to now I'm just sitting here like, okay.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound like you're trying to be like on a spectrum. It sounds like you're just trying to turn up again.
I'm in my mind. Like, I'm saying I went to one end. Like, I use that example. I'm a little lit right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
You ain't got to use that.
I'm folding on finishing my sentences.
You're expressing yourself, bro.
No, I know, but I'm saying in that example, I could have gave maybe a necessarily better example, but I meant it as in I'm an extremist. I'm trying to find maybe a better balance because I feel like now maybe times I may be more passive where I would have been more aggressive, but I know as I've gotten older, I can't be as aggressive as I maybe was. So trying to find it more so.
I really hate to cut you off, but that's a nasty ass CD that y'all having right there.
Oh, it's
that's
crazy.
The very first CD that y'all have. That's a nasty ass CD.
It's crazy because that's, again, man, you could have fixated your eyes on anything because that's technically
this nigga
not
has
the first. Don't do that.
Nasty ass CD of a nasty ass man who shouldn't remain nameless, but he is somebody who always asks that he knows it's somebody's birthday out there somewhere. That's all. And he knows somebody's going to celebrate tonight.
And on that specific somewhere, album, he
knows.
Was a flirt.
One thing for sure.
Unfortunately. So
yeah, he's a nasty nigga.
It's crazy.
That shows it like that's been listened to. That means that like that
but there's no active
the first
CD
one,
player.
Yeah, right. So now there's no active CD.
So it doesn't show that it's been recently.
What is that right there? That's not a CD player?
No, not a working one.
God. Yeah, not a no working one, right?
We use
that's crazy. Now, you're a nasty boy. You are a nasty man. You are a nasty man. Got a whole 8-disc right in front of my face talking about there's no CD player right there.
For sure, a whole 8-track.
right there. Man, you are a nasty man, boy.
Oh, man, but enough, man. How have you been, though?
I've been straight, bro. Just been working. Trying to balance out my situation. I got a lot on my plate right now. I have a lot of the unknown on my plate type situation where it's like I kind of have to balance out. And see, like, because I could have something that's, like, a lot, and I'm nervous that it's going to be a lot, but it's, like, why are you going to be nervous over something you have no control over right now? Like, see what it is, and then move accordingly. So, it's, like, I know what to do. It's messed up because I know exactly what I need to do, but I said the devil be in my head. OD, it's for sure.
That's really what that is, because you're right. Take it as it comes.
Kill this joint.
Huh?
So, we about to kill this joint. This Henny?
Right.
You ready on the next shot?
Yeah.
You pull me up a little more?
Oh,
I'll try the Earl Stevens.
I'm down there running low.
Fuck you, nigga. I'm down there running low.
You might want to pour me up some of that Earl Stevens. What's? We got? Hold on. Show the camera.
Nah, you're going to have to pay us for all that. You shouldn't.
Word. Yeah. I was about to try to give him one free promo and let him know what comes next.
He is from the Bay, so shout out
to the legend.
Shout out to the Rusty. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the 40 water.
Nah, yeah. Then next time, we get it.
No
but cap. Let's take a sip. Let me see. I ain't even tasted that shit yet. Y'all be trying to make it seem like that's hard liquor.
Nah, that stuff will get you faded. You finish one of those, boy? I remember I had like 2 glasses.
I could see why you say this.
You can see why, huh? You can see why,
nah,
huh?
I tasted it. I got it's mango in there?
Mango Scotto, bro.
Yeah. I get a hint. It was hot, too. I'm
here.
Down up messing with y'all. Bottoms up, man.
All right, man. So we podding, doing good. Anything else important on the list I'm trying to think of? Not really. We're kind of getting a movie, music.
Yeah, you hit me earlier on some shit that I said, oh, I hope he acts on the pod. You called me out the gate, and the first question you
okay, asked me stop, was, stop, stop. I got you. I got you. We'll start this off. Let me tell you the whole story. So today I went to Scandinavian Designs, a Restoration Hardware, in Williams-Sonoma to look at a new table. My mom's getting her floors done, so she wanted me to go take her to these spots to look for a new table. And we found a really dope one in Scandinavian Designs, a nice little marble drawing, right? Real dope one. Went to Restoration Hardware. They ain't really had none. Williams-Sonoma had a nice one, too. Nice little marble drawing, too. That was pretty smooth. And then we ended up heading back home. We get home. She's, like, making her some lunch. I'm chilling on the couch about to, like, see, like, what's on TV. Go to Netflix. I see Waist Deep.
Classic.
I'm like, well, a movie that I actually, like, it's one of those where, like, you know, you, like, you've seen it and didn't know that you saw it type situation.
Oh, so you kind of couldn't really remember how Waist Deep went.
No. Like, second I started, it was a movie that I had already watched that I didn't know, like, what it was type situation.
Oh, so when you seen the title, Waist Deep, you for a second was like, oh, what's this with Tyrese in it?
Not really. I was like, it was like, I knew, you know, it's like, you know about it. Like, it's not, everybody talks about Waist Deep, so it's like one of those. And I click on it.
To stay away from movies like that.
It's cap, though. That's all you watch. That's the difference.
No, you used to just stay away from more that's cultural cat. Movies.
Actually, no. Let's get movies. All right. Let's get into it.
Go ahead, finish your shit.
No, but you feel like that. You feel like
no,
I said what?
I only kind of just had to say what I had to say, man.
Why? It sounded like you was hurt. Sound like you was coming from a hurt spot. Somebody hurt you?
Nah.
I hurt your feelings. If I did, you could let me know.
I promise you, you didn't.
Hurt I mean, that's why you said you bring it up. How long ago was it?
First things first, I didn't necessarily bring it up. I kind of just made a.
You didn't necessarily bring it up, nigga. Why are we talking about it right now?
I didn't say nothing about it. I brought up an overarching point.
Nigga. I didn't necessarily bring it up, nigga. Fuck you. How about that? Fuck you, nigga.
Nigga, I brought up an overarching point.
Nigga, yeah, I know.
About how that you didn't watch movies like that. So if you took offense and decided to get in your bag you, and wanted to double up and triple back to a different point, then we could go down that rabbit hole. Off, but that wasn't my point.
You got off your chest?
Yeah.
I asked you a question after the question that you said about me.
Go ahead. What was the question? Ask me again.
I said, did somebody hurt you? Because it sounded like you coming from a sore spot over there.
How did it sound like I was?
You sounded jaded.
Said was, oh, I feel you. You didn't necessarily watch
that's
movies
that's not
like
what
that.
You said. We got the camera, bro. We can roll it back. We can roll it back. Yeah. You know what you said. We know I'm about to play this fucking game.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Shitting me.
So I remember, so I said, Mom, you haven't seen this movie, but I'm going to show you the first 7 minutes and the last 7 minutes of the movie. So I put it on. She sees.
Is that really what you did?
Yeah. I put it on. Show her Tyrese's child who looked like a girl. She looked like a baby girl.
Didn't the kid have like braids or something?
Yeah. But like it was like a
for
really.
For sure was his son.
It was like a really like pretty girl. Like it looked
wasn't
like.
Wasn't it a son?
Yeah, it was a son. But like it looked like a woman.
Word. Okay.
So boom. Then he. And which was so unrealistic is how they stole the car and the whole time driving away, and like with gunshots blazing, the kid is asleep in the back. The kid is asleep in the back. And only until like 5 minutes later when the son, like or when Tyrese has a good shot at the perpetrator who stole his car, then the son gets in the way. So off rip, it's like, okay, this movie.
Wasn't the son kidnapped by the game though?
No, what? Well, he might have been, but it wasn't even that he was kidnapped.
I feel like didn't you watch the first 7 and the last 7?
Yeah.
So you didn't watch the damn near the movie, right?
No.
So
well, we don't have to go through the movie because they.
No,
made
I
outfit.
Know we don't have to go.
The but first we, can first I? Can we get?
Worth it.
Thank you. So that happened, right? Going to the end.
Excuse me.
Tyrese is randomly. I didn't know why, but what's his name was in it? Breath from Power. The
Ghost.
Tate.
Oh,
what's
Lawrence
my name?
Tate?
Lawrence Tate, yeah. He was in it, and he's...
That's crazy that nigga's name was Tate and Power.
Yeah, bro.
As I think about it, because doesn't that nigga's fucking Councilman Tate?
Yeah, nah, no deal. He's sitting right next to him, right? My mom's like, is he dead? I'm like, I haven't really watched the movie. I think he is. So they're driving. The police, I counted 7 police cars behind Tyrese.
Okay.
2 helicopters. And he is
he
driving
the dash.
And he was doing a dash.
Okay.
He calls his son Megan Good finally got his kid back. Calls him. He says, I love you, and I'll see you again. Mm-hmm. And then he flies off into what I would like to assume the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. And the car floats down under the water. And the police are just, like, all around him. And there's, like, the fucking helicopter flying all around. But the car floats. Yeah, floats down in literally probably 2 seconds.
Next scene.
Cut to black. Megan Good is in Mexico with the son. They're talking. She's asking him, what words do you know in Spanish? He says, Padre, runs out. There goes Tyrese. So I said this whole story to tell you, how on earth did Tyrese get to Mexico? Somebody please explain this to me.
So it's funny.
How on earth?
I called you and you answered and you asked me that, right? And in the moment, I was so fixated on telling you what I was trying to talk about to where I had to stop for a second. I was kind of like, sheesh. Hey, I knew it was funny as shit for you to ask me that. But then I tried to think, how did that nigga get to Mexico?
Bro, how did he get to Mexico, dude?
Wait, so why was I in the back still, like, working on shit? And I was sitting there thinking, well, I mean, that nigga was in L.A.
That is a six-hour drive.
But, right, wait a second.
So
he may have been in L.A. But then I was thinking, when I was doing the yard work, I was like, well, that nigga might have been doing the dash up through San Diego. He hopped the border.
Bro.
Hopped the border, did the dash.
How did he do the dash when his car was
in the ocean? I forgot that part of the movie.
I can't believe it.
When I was in my bag.
Yeah, but
I was thinking, I was like, well, L.A. ain't that far from Mexico. So, I mean,
maybe
that nigga
could have
did the dash. And by the time they woke up, he was in Mexico.
Did he drive through the water?
Now, as you're saying, he was in the water. He needed that 007 whip.
Bro, OD. So, what do you think it was? You think he swam? No, but he might have swam.
He might have been able to just hide. Well,
he hid underwater.
In real life, he not gonna be able.
No,
to
let's
hide
talk
underwater.
About even in the movie. Not even
okay,
in real
in the
life.
Movie, let's make a theory. He hid underwater long enough,
dude. How
for the cops to do their search?
How long do you think he held his breath for under that water?
But that's why I said you can't do that.
No, I'm asking you. You can in the movie, right? Why not?
He would have had to have held his breath for over 2 hours.
Over 2 hours.
Over 2 hours. There's no way.
Oh,
he
no, that's real, though.
Choppers
that's real.
And everything chasing
real,
him. And
real.
He go into the water. And he think them niggas going to say, oh, well.
Them cops said,
he gone.
Damn, he got us.
Damn,
didn't try to get the car or nothing.
So I know they going to do a search.
They
going to do a search bare minimum.
That's craziest like thing I've ever seen in my life.
But that's why I said I can't make sense of it at that point if he went in the water.
Like I feel people
because
paid
I
money
didn't.
To go watch that movie in theaters. Imagine paying
are
money.
Are you sure Waist Deep went to movies?
Waist
Deep
so.
Might have went to the movies, but I know
I think
first
so.
Few times I can remember watching Waist Deep was for show.
Yeah, but we were kids.
BT or
and yeah, I know your mom's not just about to go take you to go see Waist Deep.
Back in the day, it's kind of crazy. Like now to then, like back in the day, like I could argue that I had slight strict parents.
Yeah.
Cause that's they true. Ain't play with that shit.
Yeah, nah.
Right?
I literally
like I remember I couldn't even watch Soul Plane when they was in the living
bro,
room.
Bro, I used
the
to
bootleg version
people
of it.
Used people be getting on me today. Like you know, what you say about the movies. A lot of the movies I wasn't able to watch.
Yeah,
and
no, I couldn't watch.
I was listening to Disney time. Channel on my way to school, bro.
Only time I was.
I was listening to Disney Channel radio. That's what I was
nah.
listening to.
Well, how I got away with shit was because I had my young OGs with me, right?
I feel you.
So I had like my sisters, my cousins. And, like, they was always, like, you know.
Anybody I had was doing the exact same thing I was doing.
Yeah, nah, them niggas, like.
But you had kind of, like, older cousins.
No, yeah, all of them was every bit of minimum probably, like 3 to 5 years older than me.
Okay.
So, like, they was giving game, music, and all that. So, they helped me even, like, I had old parents and older niggas around me. So, it was kind of just, like. That's a whole generation, it kind of just tried to level me out of my generation and said, yeah, come on, man, you an OG.
You we understand me? Why you old.
I mean,
like,
the fans may not know. Though.
The fans know, my nigga.
The fans know?
Fans for sure.
Well, you were just talking about how the 19-year-old shorties when I was 19 was looking at me like, why didn't let these old niggas in?
Okay. They was looking at you like,
yo,
what's that old white?
Look at me and say,
what's that old white dude?
I was like, OG Polaroid.
OD, bro. His name is not OG Polaroid. His name is OG Pollard, first off. That's not Omi name. Shout out OG Polaroid.
That nigga OG Polaroid. Yeah, that motherfucker.
You for shows looking like OG Polaroid. And no, you was looking like OG Polaroid. No problem. There's OG Polaroid.
He was Polaroid. I was Polaroid.
He was for show Polaroid.
Fuck
Polaroid. Nigga, you are.
I for sure was the OG Polaroid.
Do you know yourself, though?
You know, I there actually. We go.
Nah, get your shit off, bro. Get your shit off. Get your shit off, bro. Get your shit off.
Nah, I do feel like I. Yes, I know myself. At a certain time, I felt like I knew myself like off the charts until I got a little older and started to learn more about myself. That's all I was going to say. Nothing crazy. You know yourself?
No cap.
You familiar with who Carl is?
What would you do if Mel Kiper had sex with your girlfriend that you were dating? Mel Kiper Jr.
I can't even like if he's still I can't even in this moment envision what Mel Kiper looks
Mel
like.
Mel Kiper is the ESPN NFL analyst who does a draft every year. Like, you know, they talk about like Mel Kiper.
I know the
picks.
Name. You know what? We got to pull up a picture of Mel Kiper. Yeah. Either way you put it, you're asking me what would I do if Mel Kiper what?
Had sex with your girl.
She's my girl?
Yeah.
He just fucked her.
Okay, here's another question. Would you rather
your girl have, to think she's not
would,
my girl?
Would you rather your girl have sex with
no.
with Drake or Mel Kiper?
See, now I don't even need to look up a picture of these niggas. Bugging, I'd rather
bugging Drake. Bugging Drake. I'm getting a feature.
His name is Mel Kiper.
M-E-L. Okay. K-I-P-E-R. Junior.
Yeah, bro. She must have wanted a check.
Yeah, bro. What you doing?
What am I doing? I might laugh at her, but she's for sure not my girl.
Okay, so you got a problem if your girl beat Bill Gates? If she let Bill Gates hit?
If she beat Bill Gates, that's.
Yeah. She let Bill Gates hit. She let.
No.
Yeah, she
let no, let me check it out.
Yeah, I know. No need. No need. If she let Bill Gates hit, you got a problem.
If she let Bill Gates hit. Is Bill Gates cutting a $1 billion check for her?
I asked you, do you have a problem if she let Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Bugging out.
Yep.
Bugging out.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want my woman to be my woman.
Bugging out.
My bad.
If we can get a bag.
But you didn't add the bag. I specifically just asked you.
I mean, I guess the difference between me and you is I know my girl going to know how to get a bag.
The difference between me and you, nigga.
I know my girl going to know how to get a bag. Robot. So, I mean, she got to do what she got to do. It's like that. You don't trust your girl to get a bag?
All right. You cool with like you fucking with like your wife being like having an OnlyFans?
Depends what she's doing on the OnlyFans.
Okay.
And
The only reason I asked you that specifically,
I'm not cool.
The only reason I asked you that specifically is because you wanted to talk all that my woman getting a bag bullshit. So
yeah, but there's different types of bags.
There's for sure. Promise you, if anybody know about the differences in bags,
there's
it's
different,
a nigga like myself.
Yeah, there's different.
There's
kinds
a
of bags.
Bevy of bags out here to go get. And but you made a point of
could,
your woman, laying with Bill Gates,
yeah,
and you know she's gonna know how to get a.
But
bag.
It's different between
with
one
the implication of her sleeping with him.
It's
right?
different between one person and everybody, like her showing the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so because
that could
cool
that could
with,
affect
oh wait
us,
wait.
Like, our
okay,
life.
So let me ask you a different what can what
that could affect like my child's life type situation.
Oh, the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but family. The Bill Gates, but her with Bill Gates.
That could affect like
cool.
my family.
Okay, I
yeah,
get
that,
you.
Yeah, that's
no, I mean,
most
honestly,
likely not going to be.
Unless they live stream it.
I mean, yeah, but like even
but that's
e-
not, no.
even that's different to one time thing versus like a whole OnlyFans account.
Damn, you're cool with your wife with the live stream with Bill Gates.
I didn't say my wife.
Live stream sex tape with Bill Gates.
It depends what situation.
They're
I'm
giving
in my
you.
Life.
He cutting $1 billion. He giving you as much.
It depends
stock
where I'm at. It depends
Melinda
where I'm
Gates.
At in my life.
He
it depends
giving,
where I'm at in my life.
I'm right now, like, nigga.
Right now, if I had a wife, I wouldn't have
I
a wife
feel like
right
that's
now.
A hard question to ask you right
yeah,
now because
so
I think
I mean,
you're arguably gonna take that bill.
Yeah, right now.
You
for
don't
sure.
even know the love of your wife, let alone
literally.
What you know,
yeah.
But you know the love of a bill.
Literally, yeah. So it's like.
Okay.
Right now,
let's say 35
and only,
three kids.
I only say 35, that
35 three kids, 3 years marriage.
I it depends how bad we are
like, financially.
Yeah, if we're down that like that.
Let's
that,
say
that bad.
Okay. Let's say you're comfortable.
Oh, then hell no.
See, it's crazy how when I ask this many questions, it's OD. But you just had hella questions to break down.
You
this
ask
example.
Questions.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Good.
Nah, the OnlyFans.
Been crazy with that.
It's hard. I know your heart.
Yeah, facts. I've been a little lit though.
Niggas can squabble up outside. I'm not Joe.
Niggas can for sure squabble up outside.
Not Joe. I'm about to bring this bottle with me though. I'm about to hit you like I saw a nigga.
Like I told you last week. Last weekend we was out in our way. Carl was lit, right? He threatened to smack me with the bottle at 1800 he had near. And I looked at Carl and I told this nigga, I said, Carl, I hope you knock me cold out with that bottle. I said,
nigga, I do too, nigga.
I hope I'm asleep after you smack me with that bottle. Because if any ounce of me is up, your whole head going through this windshield.
Yo, hitting the nigga with a bottle is crazy.
That's crazy.
I saw
you damn near got a. I remember Pop tried to give me the story about how he was got into a squabble in the club back in the day. He said, yeah, I was on some movie shit. You know, I bust the bottle on the glass.
Your father lied to you. Your father lied to you. I can promise you.
He put the bottle on the counter.
On
the counter.
Your father lied to you, bro. Your father lied. Do you know, like, that would have broken? That would have messed his hand up. He would have cut his hand up. The whole bottle would have broke. He would have fucked himself up. Talking about he broke it. Like, you have to hit it precisely to do that. Oh, never mind. Thought she got engaged. I was about to say, that's crazy.
I did see it. I think some shorty got engaged today that I saw on the ground.
It was Christine, and she did. I'm sorry. Shout out Christine if you're in the bulletin list.
I saw her cousin. I think my girl I was about to say. I think.
Oh, that's her cousin,
Chloe.
Yeah, she. Oh,
congratulations.
That's dope. That's hella
dope. That's what I saw. She showed a ring, but I didn't like.
They worked for sure. If you like it, I was over there in my duff right there at that spot.
That foyer.
Yeah, boy, I mean, in my bag right there.
I feel like I was over there for some. We might have been over there for Diana's King set.
You ever beat a shorty from? I'm just gonna start naming cities. San Francisco.
No.
Oakland.
Yes.
Richmond.
Yes.
Berkeley. No.
I don't think I have. No. I don't
Vallejo?
Think so. Vallejo, I'm going to lean. Yes.
Okay. Rodeo.
Nah, but I had some of my best baseball years out there.
Panola? Shout out Rodeo. What about Panola?
Because he did Pinole?
That swag, yeah. I've never beat a shorty for. I'll be wanting to be shorty from Panola.
I'm trying to think. I've never beat a shorty from Panola.
I think
I think my bay numbers don't even hit.
I haven't beat a shorty from Panola or Hercules.
Me neither.
Where your numbers be hitting at?
When I was in LA, I was.
You hit.
Let me stop.
Yeah, what about states? What about states? Nah, you can get your shit off. I was thinking. Nigga, your shit is here, nigga.
Oh, nah. I was only about to. Shit, man. It was a different selection.
How many
out
LA
there.
Bodies do you have?
Probably half.
I said, how many bodies? LA bodies. How many? You played yourself like that one. Probably, yeah. Nah, nigga, how many?
That's nasty, because off yourself. The top of my head.
You was going to say two?
Nah, off the top of my head, I can only think of one.
Nah, I know you for sure.
Nah, but one. I think it's more. Oh, okay. I just thought of a definite two.
Which two? Without names.
Dunk-a-dunk? Like, dump truck.
Oh, yeah. That was the one I
thought of. That was the only one I could think of from jump.
Yeah. And who's
but
the
then
one?
The second one was L.A. Trip.
L.A. Trip?
You know, that might have been my college tour trip. Or my... What is it called when you first go to the school?
Your whatchamacallit, yeah, I know.
Orientation? Is that what it is?
But your orientation was kind of ass, with all due respect.
Oh, it was... That whole school is ass.
Nah, you... Damn, bro, so you got... I don't think most of my bodies are in California. They might be.
I don't think I necessarily got any out-of-staters.
No, I got a few out of state. But I went to school in Virginia.
Yeah, so. I was about to say.
I got a New Jersey. I think I got a Miami, Florida. Got a North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm a Cali nigga. I'm not going to hold you.
Do I have any more? Definitely have a Virginia. I think I have a Memphis, too. Somebody calling you?
No, it's you.
No, it's you, nigga.
How is that me?
Nigga, where's your phone?
Recording.
Then maybe somebody fucking call you on the phone, nigga. Fuck.
That shit been declining. Oh, dang, it's quiet.
That's hilarious, nigga. I'm going to be sick.
Hey, Koya, we're recording right now. We're recording. We're recording. We recording.
Yeah, good shot.
She was. We got the lights right here.
She was, shorty.
Catch me in the morning, better night. Catch me driving over the line. It's me.
Late at night, kiss me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make you come over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these niggas. Cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. I can't fuckin' with nobody. I can't keep living like this, I can't. I tell her what it is and I tell her what it ain't. She know that I've been all on the walls like I paint. Told her at times I wanna give you trust, but I can't. Bitch, I really got it out the mud, climbing up the ranks. When they see me outside, I'm a high roller. I've been on a global jet, but nigga, I fly solo. And I got the Gucci splattered all on the knickknacks. 50 racks, I'm about to break her off like a Kit Kat. And a purse got F's like the wheels on the back. I just fucked off a million, but I still got a sack. Shorty know that I'm the realest, she know I be speaking facts. She know that I'm the same nigga that was pushing cat. She know I got the game, but I'm never gonna give it back. Every time that we fuck, I gotta run it back.